I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
I can't. That intro, I've heard that. How many years have we been doing? I can't do it with that guy. Eight years
have we been
of
doing
the
it eight days?
No, we haven't been doing confirm or deny for that long. We've been doing it for a number of years, and we've had that intro since before COVID, for sure. I'd say that intro's been around for like 3.5 years, four years.
Keep in mind, COVID, I was reminded today, like, we blink, and it was like, yeah, COVID was a thing, but it was like 2.5 years of our life. So, like, you think confirm or deny was around, like, just before COVID? Like, I thought it was around, but way before that type of thing.
Maybe it was something we cycled in and out. I'm not sure
maybe
how
five
committed.
5 years or something, I guess.
Possibly 5 years. The irony of us not being able to confirm or deny when we started this bit.
That's true.
Is,
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Pretty fitting, I would say. Yeah. Confirm or Deny brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, enjoy lease rates from as low as 4.9% on the NX250 Signature Series. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details. All right, baseball is back. Opening day on Thursday. Jays down in St. Louis. Last year, Vladdy hit, I think, 32 bombs. The year before, he had 48. Confirm or deny, Vladdy is more likely to hit 50 home runs this season than he is to hit only 30 home runs this season.
I am going to 100% confirm that. I've often talked about Hazy B, how a young player kind of feels like they're in the leadership role for the first time, and it's like a step up from being a young, talented kid. I think it's fast forward for Vladdy time, and I think it's go time. And I think we're more likely to see 50.
Yeah, I mean,
big number, man.
I was just going to say, I would almost vote for like him getting 40, like more than last year, but less
Fergie.
Than the year before. I'm not going to say.
You can't Fergie a Fergie.
I'm going to Fergie a Fergie, but I'll lean towards 50 instead of the 30. Like, I just think he's going to, he can do that in his sleep. So I'll say having a big season as opposed to, I think he'll have a bigger season. I'm not convinced he gets 50, though, but I'll confirm.
That's it. I mean, 50's a big number.
Big
like
number.
A couple years ago, he hit 48. It felt like he was hitting a home run basically every day. Like, when he was dialed in, it felt like this guy was going deep constantly. I'm actually going to deny it because I don't think it's safe to bet on the over 40 as opposed to under 40, just based on the pitches he'll see, based on, I'm not sure he plays every single day. You know, they've got guys who can play first base. I'm not sure that they're going to run him into the ground in terms of the amount of games he's played. Last year, he played 160 games. The year before, he played 161. The year before, he played all 60 in the COVID year. Like, Vladdy plays, man. And I have a lot of respect for that. Like, he
Me
wants
too.
To play. You can't get him off that field. I love that that's his attitude. But I think he's closer to 145, 150 this year in terms of games played. And I think it's closer to like 35 bombs than 45 or 50. I mean, 50 is just a massive number. You have
Big
to be
number.
So dialed in to have those type of numbers. And I don't think he's going to need to pull his weight to that extent. And I don't think he'll get pitched the way he was even getting pitched a couple of years ago. So I will deny it. I think it's closer to 30 than 50 for Vladdy. Confirm and deny. The only way the Blue Jays win the AL East this year is if Jose Barrios returns to form.
100% confirm. I mean, it's great, Manoa into Gausman, but if that guy shows up and he's a blow-up doll out there, it's no good. Can't happen. Mm-hmm. They need him to be dialed in. He's got to have a response. It looks like Kikuchi possibly could be chicken strip-like this year, which is a big ask, and I never thought we'd even be going there. I thought Kikuchi was going to just disappear.
So did
or whatever the whatever you do with somebody that's struggling like that. They just find a way to make them disappear.
Yeah.
But Barrios, it's like If you add that third animal at the top of the rotation, you are really in business, man.
Yep.
You play a quality team and you show up in town and you roll that trio out there and then mix in whatever on the back end.
Bassett here too, right? You got Chris Bassett here as a solid 3A or 3B.
I think you would agree, Hayes, the heaviness at the top is what's most important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
I'm
they
agreeing.
Keep streaks going. They stop streaks on the negative end. Like they're what makes it happen. Barrios is the key. Confirm.
Yeah. I'm confirming it as well because I think that's what is missing is the heaviness of that starting rotation. And there was too many question marks for me last year. And if you can have consistency in that, their bats will take care of itself. I think they'll be.
Yeah, fine. I think they've improved defensively for sure. I think they need to. I understand why they're talking a big game. They should. They were a playoff game last year. They've won a lot of games the last couple of years. I saw Kiermaier mentioning, you know, the 100 number. Why even go there? Don't talk about hitting 100 wins. They've never done it. They've never done it in their history. Hitting 100 wins is incredibly difficult to do. I'm actually going to deny this, but not that I disagree with your reasoning. I just think that there's other ways you can still win the East. If Manoa goes, if Gausman goes, if Bassett goes. You mentioned Kikuchi as a chicken strip option. This guy during spring training was a Gerry Cole replicate. All right. Yusei Kikuchi led spring training in ERA and total strikeouts. He had a 0.87 ERA and 31 Ks. That is a better number in terms of ERA and strikeouts than anyone else in spring training, not just
the
Blue Jays.
What the hell does that mean? You know that's nonsense.
It means nothing until he actually does it in the majors, you know, during the regular season. But it's better than the alternative, which was a complete disaster gas can where he gets DFA'd and he doesn't even break camp.
That's fair. I just, when anybody ever brings up preseason, I always go, didn't Jerry Malgin lead the Leafs? Like I feel like it was something like that. You know what I mean? Like
wins and losses don't matter. But exactly, like it's all you can hope for.
Right.
Is that he looks comfortable and he looks like he's in the mood to possibly turn his career around
and maybe
salvage this contract and solidify his spot in the rotation. You know, because again, to be fair, if he had a 7 ERA and he struck out 5 guys, we'd be saying this guy's a disaster and they screwed up and how dare they not go out there and acquire more pieces so that Kikuchi is not even an option. All he did was what he was supposed to do, which was pitch very well. But yes, we'll believe it when we see it during the regular season. All right, last Blue Jay one here. Confirm or deny at least one of Alek Manoah or Kevin Gausman will finish top three in the AL Cy Young voting this year.
At least one of them in the top three?
Only one, Manoah and or Gausman in the top three in the AL.
That's 100% confirmed. I don't even know why that's even a question.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of great arms in the AL.
I know we're homers when it comes to our Jays, but don't you think, like, either one of them, like, you talk about Manoah with him kind of building after a couple years in the league and Gausman looking dialed in? All you said is top three, right?
Top three.
That's 100% layoff. It shouldn't even have been in the rotation because it's such a slam dunk.
I feel like one of them is due for a little bit of a market correction, but the fact that you said top three, like I think they can achieve that. That's the difference. If it, you know, like if you said like lead number one, like it, because they're, I don't know. I think Manoah is an absolute stud. But the league is eventually going to try and catch up to him.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There's going to be a lot of pre-scouting and
plus
he's
injuries,
a guy who's fiery.
All that.
Yeah,
man.
It just, but that being said, top three, I'm going to confirm that.
Yeah, I'm going to confirm it as well. I want to be the devil's advocate here, but I think both of them, I think I saw on FanDuel, Manoah's going off at like 12-1. Gausman's at like 15-1, which are really quality odds. Both are in the top 10. And yet you're dealing with guys, you know, there's great arms throughout baseball. There's great arms on the Yankees, on the Rays, on the Astros.
Right.
And, you know, that's going to continue throughout this season. But I think Manoah's the guy. Like Manoah, if he puts together another season like he did last year, where, you know, if he gets you 30 plus starts and puts up great numbers, this guy's reputation is going to grow and grow and grow. That narrative is going to grow and grow and grow. And if it coincides with the Blue Jays winning a bunch of ball games, there's going to be a lot of eyes on him. So I think that's a pretty safe bet. I like the idea of Manoah being top three in the AL. Okay, Moving on here. Confirm or deny. Jack Campbell and Matt Murray. Both of them. Jack Campbell and Matt Murray will both see action in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Absolutely 100% deny. No
way.
I'm
the other way. I'm confirming it.
Campbell got lit up again last night. They put four on him.
I'm worried about that guy. Like he is giving up. He is getting mercy starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Arizona, go in there. San Jose, you're up. And he's given up four packs of nuggies like he's handing them out at the gas station. Sad. It can't happen, man. I feel bad for the guy.
It's a four pack.
Because that is a sign where it's every night's a four pack, you've completely lost it against the worst teams in the league.
I mean, that's the other guy, too. He loved
Matt Murray's the exact same.
He's giving out nuggies, too.
He is.
I had an analytics guy send me a note saying they actually have the exact same stats against each other, like this season, like as far as four-goal game, all of that type of stuff. Like, Matt Murray, is it 8 of 9? He's given 4-plus?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Sheldon was like? Yeah, you can't do that.
Every single time this guy steps in the crease, it's a four-pack.
Put
four on the board and start from there.
Here's why I'm
confirming it. Four nugs, extra barbecue sauce.
Here's why I'm confirming it. Your language was like, they see action. Right?
Yeah, that's see just, action,
they,
yeah.
They could see 2 minutes, correct? They could see 10 minutes of relief.
Yeah, that's not really the essence of this confirm or deny, yeah, but you're right.
I think yours is someone else is struggling and you got to throw a guy in to try to change the tide of a series of game momentum. That is zero.
I would deny, but on your language, not
all right,
mine,
you're a stickler, Noodles.
I'm confirming it because... As I've said before, I think both of those teams, because L.A. is on a heater beyond heaters, mm-hmm. I think both of those teams are going to be in tough and against formidable opponents. So you're going to see the goaltending. They better be at the top of their game, but they might have a rough night here or there.
Yeah, I'm going to deny it. I'm going to deny it. I have to think this through. I don't think Campbell is even close to getting the net. I don't. I think Skinner has more of a grasp on the net than Samsonov does in Toronto, personally.
What do you think coaches talk about? Like, what do you think and everybody's cordial on the professional, but what do you think when the coach's door closes, what they're saying? They're like, we can't, they basically say, we can't put that guy in.
Cannot put him in the net.
I'm convinced they will need him. I'm convinced.
Jack Campbell and Matt Murray, you're saying? Like, both guys?
Both. I'm convinced they will need them.
Hmm. Well, that's good luck. If anybody needs one of the two, you're in big trouble if you need either one. I'm sorry. That's just the plain truth, and that's problematic for somebody.
Like, Murray's got more pedigree and more history, right? Like, the one thing you can rely on is, while he has done it, Jack Campbell has no playoff history, and he's played like this really since the drop of the puck. He's been a mess all year. There was not a two-month run where he was outstanding.
No.
But Campbell wasn't bad in the playoffs, was he last year?
He was good. He was not the issue. I agree.
It bugs me when you say that. Like when you say he's not. Like he wasn't great. Like did he steal a game? No.
Probably not. I don't remember, but probably not.
At the end of the day, my personal opinion is based on tandem situations. We're going to see all four of those guys. Whew. That's my.
Yeah, listen, and you've referenced history, man. You've mentioned it many times, and that you would know better than we would in terms of what they're thinking in those rooms. But
I'm just saying, like, I think Stuart Skinner's 24. He's drafted. He's developed. It's going to be his first go-around. Samsonov has won. What does he have for appearances in the playoffs?
He has one playoff win, I believe.
Yeah. Right? Like, all of a sudden, like, it's a different animal. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a reason why Kyle Dubas was like, Matt Murray is my best option out there as far as experience. And I'm going to, you know, like that's, I'm telling you right now, we might see all four, maybe not. I could be 100% wrong. I'm just saying in tandem situations, we've seen Grubauer start before Holtby. We've seen, Jeff Zatkoff, then Marc-Andre Fleury, then Matt Murray. Like we've seen it in history, other than Vasilevsky running the table because he's the best goalie on the planet. I think you're looking at tandem situations.
Yeah, that very well could be the modern-day NHL. And it, but again, that was not the case, though, with the Leafs the last couple of years. Like, they were tandems, quote unquote, and it was like, Campbell, you're in. Freddie, if you're healthy and you can play, you're in.
But that being said, you're right. But if you look at Freddie's games played, he was 55, 60, 60. Like, he was actually a traditional, for lack of better words, one. Campbell played 49 last year. Samsonov, I think, is creeping up on a career high. Like this is a different animal. Like, these are flat-out tandem situations when you've got guys that have played 35 games in a season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Murray has played 50. He's played 49 and 50. There was a three-year pack, I think, where he was around 50 games. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel like it was a good confirm or deny. I guess I'm being contrarian.
You can confirm that. No, you've been saying that all along. I mean, you have been very consistent on that thought.
Yeah.
Just watching Campbell a little bit last night and knowing what's going on with Murray, they are very similar in terms of where they're at. The veteran guys making more money that really are not overly reliable at this point.
Yeah.
Confirm or deny, if this ends up happening and it's trending in this direction, the Florida Panthers missing the playoffs is a bigger surprise than the Calgary Flames missing the playoffs.
Confirm. Florida won the President's. They had 122 points last year.
Mm-hmm.
Calgary wouldn't have been far off. It's almost a dead tie.
Yeah, actually, and you know what?
No. Calgary won the West.
That's a Ferkler. I can't do that.
No, you got to pick one or the other. Confirm or deny.
I'm going to go to Florida. Yeah.
Just based on the President's Trophy, but you're right. Actually, it made me think twice about it because I don't think anybody thought that Calgary was going to be where they are at.
Yeah, like you watched Florida last night, Noodles, and it's the same thing every time where, I mean, that game was a microcosm. It's like they show things and you're like, that's real good. And then you're like, how'd you lose that game? Like,
yeah.
To Ottawa, that's a must. Like, that really put them behind the eight ball, man. Like, that one game, if you look back at one game and point one out, and there's probably going to be one or two more down the stretch maybe, but you're like, To get in, like, you had to win that game. And there's just something missing there. They've got no depth. It's like, if Matthew Tkachuk wasn't going to do something for them, I don't know who was going
to
do it.
That's what's amazing to me, man. Right. It's like Barkov is a great player. I don't sense that he's the guy driving the bus. It's like,
dude,
Tkachuk or bust right now.
Yeah, it's like Matthew Tkachuk has to create something offensively. And Barkov, you can talk about his details, which are among the best. He's this mega two-way player, 200-foot, great stick, dude that everybody compliments. But it's like, dude, when are you going to do something out there? Like, when are you going to rip home a hat trick in a big game that you need to win? It's like Matthew Tkachuk or nothing.
Yeah, that's what it's. That was like the Leaf game for sure. I didn't think Barkov was any good against the Leafs.
The way I look at it, I'm the exact opposite. I think Huberto misses Barkov. Like, I think Barkov was the guy that made Huberto. And
maybe
now
both can be true. I don't know. I mean,
Barkov's played 55 games and has like
hurt.
68 points or something. Like, I don't think he's a problem there. I just think his health, and didn't he have like long COVID or
something
weird?
He's so good.
Are you talking about Barkov?
Yeah, Barkov.
He's so good. He's never a problem, but it's like,
you're talking standout, like dominant type.
I'm here. We need our team. My team needs me, and I'm going to get the job done. As opposed to Matthew Tkachuk, and I just haven't seen it a lot. To be perfectly honest,
everything runs, and I think a part of that is Tkachuk is so noticeable.
Yeah.
He's so noticeable because of where he is all the time. He's in front of the net all the time. He's in the corners. He's around the puck, and he's contributing a ton of offense. So he's on the game sheet every night. So obviously, you're attracted to that. But I'm actually going to deny this because of the Eastern Conference being superior, you know, to the West. I think now that I've seen where the East is at, Boston, look what Boston just did, what Florida did last year, only better, right? So they've flipped out. The Leafs and Tampa are the same teams as they were last year. It's just, you know, Carolina, New York, Jersey's shown up this year. The West is just, it's getting there. I will say, you'll notice since the trade deadline, Vegas is winning a tough. Minnesota's winning a ton. They won 5-1 again last night. And that goalie is the best goalie in the league right now. It's incredible.
Gustafson's
been unbelievable. LA's outstanding. Like, the West is getting better as the year goes on. And they're going to hold their weight in the West. But I think the fact that Calgary couldn't keep up with Seattle, Winnipeg's just dying to give it away. It is a little bit surprising, more surprising to me based on that context. All right, confirm or deny. The New York Jets will finish with a better record next season than the Green Bay Packers.
Is Rodgers with the Jets?
Yes, assuming Rodgers is with the Jets.
100% confirm. If this was a Jerry's, it's 110.
No, it's not.
Dude.
It's the Jets.
Did you see Andy Reid's face?
Yes, that is concerning that Andy Reid doesn't have a clue who Jordan
Love
is.
Hang on a sec. JP and Joel from the Bridge, can we see Andy Reid again quickly, please? Put him up there, and I want Hayes to look at his face when Jordan Love is brought to his attention. Okay, that's not up.
Oh. Jordan Love in that quarter, one by up in the game that played against you 2 years ago. Who's that? Jordan Love. trying to remember Jordan Love.
Packers, he started that game when Rodgers missed it because of COVID.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. No, I thought he was good.
You know what's amazing as we watch that again?
What I remember, dude,
you know what's even better?
He has no idea who the guy is.
You know what actually is amazing? After the reporter goes from the Green Bay Packers, Andy still has no idea.
No, he is still looking struggling into space.
None. Like when he goes Green Bay Packers, remember he played against you, Aaron Rodgers, and then even then he's like, I still don't know. But yeah. Because if you followed up saying, well, what particular did you like about him?
Dude,
he'd probably say, I have no idea who he is.
He was like, when the guy said the Green Bay Packers, he goes, he was thinking, did I spit on a fan in Green Bay?
Right.
he had no idea, man.
Is that a linebacker that played a game? Like, honestly, I'll bet you he would have run off minimum 7 or 8 positions before he said quarterback.
Well, I can neither confirm or deny that.
And he could confirm that he had no idea who that guy was. But I'm actually... I'm going to deny this, all right?
Really?
Admitting bias here. One, Rodgers was with Green Bay last year. They won 8 games. I don't know where his head's at. How committed is this guy? The GM of the Packers is coming out and saying, we're trying to make contact with him. He's ghosting us. This guy is ghosting the Packers. He's immature. It's stupidity. Also, it's the Jets, all right? The Jets, they find a way to puke wins away.
You watch yourself.
Because
they got a coach in Saleh.
Yeah.
And they're dialed in, and that's the only missing ingredient.
Hackett, your boy Nate Hackett's going to be the
Excuse
one.
Excuse me, I told you what's going to be. Listen, they're going to get Rodgers, and they're going to hand Nathaniel a piece of paper that says, you did your job, here's your walking papers, goodbye.
No, now he stays.
No, Nate Hackett is out after Rodgers shows up.
No, the hack
you
is back, man. He's going to be moving and shaking in New York. But I like the Bills. I still like Miami. And I like the AFC a lot better than I like the NFC. The NFC has no quarterbacking. And the NFC North is still not that good. Everyone's like the Lions are a lock to win 12, 13 games. It's Detroit, just like New York. The Jets are the Lions of the AFC. They'll find a way to screw it up.
They will.
I believe that. All right, there you go. Confirm or deny, brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus, as I screw up the read. Right now, enjoy lease rates from as low as 4.9% on the NX250 Signature Series. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all of the details. All right, Mike Johnson coming up in about 20 minutes on Florida losing last night, Ottawa picking up wins. We'll get back into the Vancouver conversation with Johnny. His take on where the Leafs are at going into their game tomorrow night. And Marcellus Wiley still to come. Brad Lidge as well as baseball kicking off in a couple of days. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.